Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Violating Community Guidelines.
I'll let you have that one.
Thank you. With Brittany Broski.
And Sarah Schauer.
And today we're going to be talking about...
Russian bots.
Or just bots in general.
Yeah, just general bots. You know, bots online.
Mm-hmm, you know them, you love them, you've seen them.
They're everywhere.
Tell me I'm sexy.
Have nice booty. Do not click my story.
Yes. Click link in my bio, yeah. So... we're going to do some disclaimers. This is a very broad topic. So if we're going to just cut it down a little bit. You talk about bots, like social media bots, like what they are, who they are. Also, how they are. Oh, they're an important factor when it comes to, you know, the harmful growth of misinformation that exists online.
Yes. If I'm not spreading it, then bots sure are.
Mm-hmm. And so then a third disclaimer. It's pretty intensive. Okay, yeah. So yeah. Stanley's just like pick and choose what you
Stanley
want.
Stanley said, please just be gentle.
Yeah.
Because this gets into like a bot isn't just what you think, you know, like on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or it's like a DM me now struggling for $5,000. Like it's not just that. It's literally like even things like, well, there's some examples here.
Mm-hmm.
Even things like when you're on the Bank of America app and it's like, hello, how can I help you today?
Yeah.
That's a bot. Things like Alexa and Siri, those are considered bots. Mm-hmm. You know, like there are so many different types. Whether they're there to help you or whether they're there to do harm, mm-hmm. like malware, install malware on your computer and all that. So there's a bunch of different types we're going to go over, but we mainly want to talk about probably the TikTok and Instagram bots.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah. I keep touching my face to this mic. But yes, we're going to talk about those. You know what, like I was thinking about, whenever there's like a little screen that pops up, like with the little cubes, it's like click all the spaces with like a traffic light.
Yeah.
For some reason, my brain just blanks on like what a traffic light looks like.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, there's three cubes with a traffic light, but what if these are traffic lights?
Yeah, what if you it's know? A trick question?
It's like that meme where it's like you go through TSA and you're like, oh my God, do I have a gun on me?
Literally.
Meanwhile, you don't own a gun. Yeah. It's like your brain is just like second guessing like basic shit.
I hope I took the coke out of my bag. Oh, there was no coke in my bag.
But yeah, we're going to talk about what is a bot. A bot, short for robot, also called an internet bot, is a computer program that operates as an agent for a user or other program or to simulate a human activity. Bots are normally used to automate certain tasks, meaning they can run without specific instructions from humans. Yes. An organization or individual can use a bot to replace a repetitive task that a human would otherwise have to perform.
Like laundry.
Yes, exactly.
And cooking and cleaning.
Yeah.
Or just have Alexa do it.
Alexa, do my laundry?
How slay would that be to Amazon's like, we're introducing physical Alexa.
Yeah.
She comes, you have to like invite her in.
I think
that's like anything to drink.
Also be terrifying again. Like, there's so many movies based around how robots like take over the world. They become sentient and they're like, why am I being treated like shit?
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. You're a human now.
Yeah.
I think it's so Spy Kids. Mm-hmm. Like, because later on, they introduce, as always, when we talk about robots or AI, it's not that it inherently is bad.
Yeah.
It's that whoever programmed it to be good or evil. You know what I mean? It's not like the technology itself is neutral.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that a lot on here, you know, like with the evolution of the technological age. It's like whoever is imprinting their
biases
or mission or agenda upon this, that's what it's going to be used for. So to have an opinion of bots or of robots, you know, or even as they're used online, I feel like overall they kind of have a negative opinion.
Yeah.
When we'll go on to discuss some examples, but like they're really used for good and assisting us, especially when things like customer service. I've had multiple issues fixed with like the internet or my phone bill or like whatever by just talking to the chat bot online. And it's like crazy that that works.
Yeah.
I'm like, help. You just like, hello, I'm here to help.
You just need someone to talk to.
Hey.
My computer's broken, but also I'm sad.
Yeah, you sound hot. It's just AI.
Someone's just listening to you. An organization or individual can use a bot. Yes. Okay. So although bots can carry out useful functions, they can also be malicious and come in the form of malware. Yeah. Literally, like I had to, I finally got like my first couple like real viruses the other day and I had to spend like 2 hours.
So what's a fake virus?
Well, I mean like the ones that like you can't shut off your computer. And I was like, this is me. I need to learn like how to take care of my computer. Right. But I had to talk to this like tech guy for like 2 hours and he like took over my computer and he's like, what is this? I was like, sorry, I watch a lot of porn, you know?
Oh my God! What is this?
Literally, before he was like, before I get on your screen, is there anything you want to close out that I shouldn't see? Literally, like the porn that I was watching, I was like, yes, thank you for asking.
You watch porn on your laptop?
Yeah, it's like Cinemax, you know?
Holy
like
shit.
IMAX. I kind of just like, whatever.
You have VR goggles.
Yes. One like blue and one like red lens, where it's like 3D.
It's the Christmas 2D goggles. Everything's a snowflake.
Yes. But a little bit how bots work. Normally, bots operate over a network. They communicate with one another using internet-based services such as instant messaging interfaces like Twitter bots or internet relay chat. According to the 2021 research report titled Bot Attacks, Top Threats and Trends from security firm Barracuda, more than 2/3 of internet traffic is bots. That is so crazy to me.
I don't believe that.
I mean, I feel like I see a lot of bots like everywhere. I asked my Instagram followers to comment on one of my pictures with like comments from like bots. Like what a bot would comment. So I want to read some of them. Like there's like, so like some of the top comments are, who wants me? Fire emoji. Hello, tell me I'm beautiful.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, I love you. What is? Wow. Beautiful. Check your DMs. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Yes.
Like the way that bots talk is so like, but the thing is I know that there's simple people, perverts, who are like, this is a real person.
Yes.
You know?
Like, this sounds like a woman.
Yes.
Any boys from America here?
Hi. Hi, I am very beautiful. Let's chat.
I'm very beautiful? Question mark. I love an insecure woman.
Yes.
I used to comment back on some of them on my TikToks and be like, girl, be confident.
Yeah.
Like, you are beautiful. You got this.
Yeah.
Don't be fishing in my comments.
Yes. In addition, 67% of bad bot traffic originates from public data centers in North America. Oh, my God. Americans.
Let's go.
Jesus, 67%?
Woo.
What is wrong with us? For example, a chatbot uses one of several methods to operate. A rule-based chatbot interacts with a person by giving predefined prompts for that individual to select. So yeah, like when you need help on your computer.
Horny?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Horny? Yes, no.
Horny, want to see my tits?
Ask me later. Ask me in an hour.
Yeah, this one is, how can I help you today?
Yeah. An intellectually independent chatbot uses machine learning to learn from human inputs and scan for valuable keywords that can trigger an interaction. I am sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial intelligent chatbots are a combination of rule-based and intellectually independent chatbots. They're hybrid. And then chatbots may also use pattern matching, natural language processing, NLP, and natural language generation tools.
That's that scary robot shit.
Mm-hmm.
and natural language processing. Y'all, you ever watch any videos on that?
No.
Wild.
What is? Tell me about it.
It's just natural language processing.
Dude, you've said so much.
No, I know. Yeah, seriously.
Yes. So there's types of bots, you know, like chatbots, social bots, shop bots, no bots, spiders, or crawlers. Chatbots, like we talked about,
red
you know.
Bots, blue bots, yes. Green bots.
I don't care if you're a blue bot, a red bot.
Yeah. Zebra bot.
Yeah. But chatbots, you know, like they simulate conversation with a human being. It first developed in 1966 at MIT, wow. Would you believe? The chatbot pretended to be a psychotherapist and answer questions with other questions.
Would be so frustrating.
That would be so... Oh, wait, that's a game that you play in theater. Where you like... Okay, so I don't know if actually if this is a theater game, but our theater, like, kids... We would split in half, and then like one person would face the other person, and you'd have to ask a question. They could only answer with a question, and then sometimes like that, if you answered with like a word or like an actual answer, you had to go to the back of the line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
No, I'm not good at like.
Let's
no.
do it.
What's up?
Where were you yesterday?
Why does it matter?
That was slay,
dude! I just answered a question with a question.
I'm gonna do it again.
Okay.
Are those mine?
Are what yours?
Are those mine?
Are you talking about my pants?
Why are you wearing my pants?
Why would I not wear your pants?
Why didn't you take some out of your own closet?
Why'd you leave them in the washer?
Why did you take my shit-stained pants out of the washer?
What, I can't enjoy poop now?
Are you scat enthusiast now?
What if I was?
That's good. Yes. This is good.
There's also, I don't want to do the other theater exercise, but we do a similar thing where we have an accent and you'd have to like face off with that accent and then the next person. But it was so fucking hard.
Oh, yeah.
You're just get so tongue tied immediately.
Well, they also, high school theater, even college theater, never in my life have I had an accent or dialect lesson.
Yeah.
They don't teach you that. They're just like, can you do a fucking, just do it.
Yeah.
New York, British, Jersey.
Yeah.
Southern.
I one time bought like a book of like phonetics. The thing is, when you buy a book of phonetics, you have to read it.
Yeah.
Even if they spell out how to say it, I don't know what that means. You know, like, I could, it'd be like A, capital Y, dash, S, E. I'm like, I don't even, now I don't know.
Yeah, I did that for a live show, and you were like, what is this?
Yeah.
I was like, I even put how to say it.
Dude, phonetics is so crazy.
I love it. That was my favorite class in Spanish. Because
mm-hmm.
it's so cool to think, like, we all speak the same language, but why is it so different?
Mm-hmm. I mean, so with ADHD people, like, we mirror people. Like, oftentimes this is a bad thing. Usually if someone's speaking with an accent, my brain, to show that I'm actively listening, will imitate their accent.
Mimic them?
Yeah, but it's not, like, to be offensive. It's, like, it's to show that I'm listening,
I did
you
that
know?
To Harry Styles.
You did that to Harry Styles.
Yeah, I mocked him to his face.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm manifesting. It's a thing in Broski Nation that I'm probably going to. I'm manifesting meeting Austin Butler. Even
yeah.
though I don't, but I want to.
Yeah.
I'm going to mock him to his face.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
He's going to be like, thank you for.
What do you think about that?
I don't. I've never listened to Austin Butler speak.
Austin Buster.
So I don't know like what he naturally
That's
sounds,
what he sounds like.
Hey, gabagool.
Hey,
you could have told me that is Austin Butler, yeah. And I'd have been like, hell yeah.
No, he just like didn't shake the Elvis accent. He still thinks he's Elvis.
Yeah.
Which is so slay. I love that.
He's in character.
Yeah, just like I am.
Mm. There's also social bots. These bots, often considered opinion bots, influence discussion with users on social media platforms. I think those are those types of bots who like comment like inflammatory things. When you're like women and men, and then the bot reads the term women and men together, and it has to say something sexist. Oh, I've had that happen.
I have not.
Oh. Well, you're not talking about the right things.
Yeah, I guess not. Yes. I'm not hitting the hard-hitting topics.
There's also shop bots. Many of these programs shop around the web and locate the best price for a product a user is interested in buying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other shop bots, like the Shopify chatbot, enable Shopify store owners to automate marketing and customer support.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Have you used...
Honey, yes.
Speaking... No. This episode is not sponsored. You. There's the other one, the little blue Klarna, Klarma or something like that.
I've done like payments on Klarna. But I haven't done
maybe Karma's the one I'm thinking of.
I'm not sure. I honestly, this is not sponsored by Honey, but I do use Honey. It just like shows up. It's like, do you want a coupon? I'm like, yeah. I'd
like
a...
Yeah, and I do. Okay.
Yeah. I like to save money.
What are you online shopping for as of lately?
Literally makeup, like all the time.
Really?
And like sweatsuits and like shoes and just like because my body's changing.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're a growing boy.
I know. I just want to like, I mean, I wear clothes until they disintegrate.
Yeah.
I'm literally wearing a pair of underwear right now that I've scratched my crotch so many times. There's a massive hole this size in the front. It covers the bottom.
That happens to me too.
But I just like, you know, like when men's underwear disintegrates, I do that too.
I've always wondered why does holy underwear exist?
I don't know, but...
And now I know.
Yeah, dude, when I get like lacy underwear, immediately put my fingers through the lace.
Yeah.
And
you're
it
done.
Just all tears.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm just so violent with my crotch. So yeah, literally, this is gonna sound crazy. I've been buying like essentials, just like underwear and socks. And, like,
I recently bought underwear too.
Dude, I was on FaceTime with someone. I have a pair of pants from the hospital when I stayed there one time, and like the crotch completely massive hole, and they like saw directly into the eye of the storm because I was sitting crisscross.
The eye of the beast.
Yeah, like the eye of Saruman or whatever the fuck.
Oh god.
But I wear things until they disintegrate because they just get comfy.
Yeah, it's that like it's. Buttery material.
And my parents also like scared me shitless about like spending a bunch of money like growing up. I will spend a lot of money on food, but clothes I have to be like, oh shit, like this has to be like the shit, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I love ready clothes.
Mm-hmm, me
Get
too.
Me around the house and I don't wear that shit out.
Yeah.
I get embarrassed.
Yeah.
I think shame is good for those sort of things.
I literally just bought a book on shame. Oh my gosh.
And we have it with us in studio.
Healing the Shame That Binds You. I literally just bought this book. Well, you said that you're going somewhere after this, so I had to get out of your car.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I need to work on my shame. But back to bots. There's also no bots. These programs. Oh, I just got a cramp in my foot. These programs collect knowledge for a user by automatically visiting websites to retrieve info that meets certain specified criteria. No bots were originally used as a computerized assistant that performed redundant tasks.
And that's no. K-N-O-W.
K-N-O-W.
W.
No bots. And then...
Hey, I'll take this one. Don't even worry about it. Spiders or crawlers, also known as web crawlers, these bots access websites and gather content for indexes in search engines such as Google and Bing. Stanley says, mad spooky.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Why would you call it spider? That's so intimidating and scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's other ones, web scraping crawlers, monitoring bots, transactional bots.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this diagram because we're simple. It's good bots versus bad bots graphic.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, like I said before, it's who programs it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much the software, it's how it's used. So some of the malicious ones are spam bots, which post promotional content to drive traffic to a specific website,
mm-hmm.
which is... in my opinion, the most annoying.
Yeah.
And the most prevalent, mm-hmm. at least on social media.
Yeah.
That's what I see. And if it's not spam bots of like, you know, check out this product, or it's like DM me. I don't know what those are. The fake sugar daddy ones.
Yeah.
First 10 people to DM me. What are they trying to get?
I think it's just like your credit card information or something, or like place a virus on your computer and get personal information about you. Yeah, it's probably just get personal information about you.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Hackers, another great one. Hackers, malware.
They scare the shit out of me, hackers.
I feel like...
But I'm so turned on by them. I don't know what it is.
It's a skill. You love a skill.
I love someone with a skill that's just like terrifying.
Yeah.
Like a black belt in karate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could kill you.
Yeah.
Hackers could steal all of your personal information.
Mm-hmm.
Like the danger.
I wonder what it's like to date a hacker. I feel like that would be like, you know, scary. It's like dating a singer. Like if I dated a singer and they wrote a song about me, I'd be like, oh fuck. If I dated a hacker, like it's just, I mean, I guess I'd date anyone who has a skill that could like really seriously hurt my feelings.
Sure. That or could go to prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend's a hacker.
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Sick.
It's crazy how easy it is to hack things.
You ever hacked anything?
No.
So why'd you say that then?
I don't know. Well, because I see hackers hack stuff all the time.
They make it look easy.
Yeah, they do. They're Dude. Like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, should I just...
I wonder if real hackers watch movies like that and they're like...
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen, like, those interviews where, like, they show, like, hacking scenes to a hacker and they try to tell you which one is the most realistic?
Those come up on my suggested. Yeah. And I would, like, I'm going to watch them now.
I watched one the other day of a lawyer watched, like, legal yeah. scenes. Like, a lot of people really like the Legally Blonde scene.
Yeah.
They said, like, there were some issues with it. But I love when someone in the profession, it's like, oh, my gosh, when I watch movies about influencers. Like
yeah.
when
they get right.
Yeah, when an influencer is in the movie is like, I got like a million hits. There is no way if Brittany and I would say hits to a website
yeah.
unless we're talking about like the only way I could like rationalize using that is if like we're like a marketing campaign and that's the term that they're using and now I adopt that term.
Yeah, but that's never it.
Yeah, or like the 2022 and these movies are still using like hashtags. I would only yeah. use a hashtag if it was for a certain campaign.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like hashtag bae.
Right.
So I imagine that's like
unless you're being ironic.
Yeah. That's how I imagine like hackers, like lawyers feel during these like sort of like scenes in movies where it's like no one ever does this.
Or if they are, it's like you understand the context in which they would have thought that was okay to use.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, if this was 2013, you'd be yeah. like, hashtag summer of my dreams
yeah.
or fucking whatever. And it's also like, oh my God, I just watched this gross movie with, what was it called? It was... some girl and Dylan O'Brien was in it, and it was mm-hmm. this girl who like faked that she was in a terrorist attack.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
No.
Insane. Bad movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Bad, awful movie. They used the term you're going viral.
Oh yeah.
When there was like 10,000 likes on it. You're viral.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't I
know. It's so bad. It's so cringy. I want to do a YouTube video about that.
Yeah.
Us reacting to influencers in movies.
That would be good.
All right. I'm gonna do that.
So, write that down.
There's also, let's move along. There's like malicious bots, you know, spam bots post promotional content to drive traffic to a specific website.
Read that already.
Okay. credential stuffing tools, email addresses, harvesting software, mm-hmm. brute force password cracking tools. So where just a hacker breaks into your home and threatens you with a hammer.
Yeah.
You have to unlock your bank account. Please stop.
You have to use Face ID.
Yes. Key loggers. And then there's social media bots.
So Stanley linked an infographic from actually the Homeland Security. What the fuck? And they have a social media bots overview.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think that anyone would be like, let me get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, if you are older or, like, technologically illiterate, you would this would, like, be really helpful.
And then you're going to trust what the government tells you?
That's true. Introduction, a social bot is an agent. Yep, there we go. So a social bot is an agent that communicates autonomously on social media. The messaging, example, tweets it distributes can be simple and operate in groups in various configurations with partial human control, hybrid. Social bots can also be artificial, use AI to express messages in more natural human dialogue.
I want to talk about the uses.
Okay.
So a big question is why? Why do we see these bots? What are they? Where do they come from? And so I want to talk about some of the uses of, you know, why they write this software. One of them is to influence people's decisions, advertise a product, whatever, make money. That's mm-hmm. number one. Number two, support a political campaign. That's always going to be something online.
Yeah.
Number three, increase engagement statistics for a social media page. And additionally to that is to foster fame. So yeah. when you leave, you know, maybe like Twitter and you're getting into Instagram or TikTok or whatever, you see sometimes they accuse Charlie of this, of inflated followers, you know, of buying spam bot followers.
Uh-huh.
And you can usually see this. I mean, if you guys have been under a rock, this is how you know, is like if there's 45 million followers you go on their profile and each video gets like 7,000 likes.
Dude, yeah. When you go on Instagram and you see someone has a million followers and they've got like 15 likes, you're like, dude.
It's like this is... And I wonder, too, because that doesn't matter anymore. I mean, you and I both do this as a profession.
Yeah.
Followers mean nothing. It's about engagement.
Yeah.
It's about how many people are engaging with your content, liking it, commenting on it, sharing it. Mm-hmm. That is what specifically brands want.
Yeah.
And so for this, it's like, I don't think that they... I think they developed this software mm-hmm. thinking, you know, like, oh, this is gonna... money. And yeah. now it's like, no, it just makes you look pitiful, actually.
Kind of, yeah.
Because if you had 100,000 followers, 7,000 likes on each post, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's...
Especially with today's algorithm, it's like...
Yeah.
Everything gets hidden.
Yes. Yeah. And so when you have 45 million people, in yeah. air quotes, following you, and you're hiding your likes on Instagram... It's like, that's not the serve you think it is. It's yeah. like you're embarrassed by those likes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this weird culture, too, of equaling it out. Dude, I used to know some people. I will not name them. But if their Instagram photo didn't get 100,000 likes within the first 24 hours, they would take it down.
Shit.
Archive it.
I would do that in, like, high school with, like, 50 likes.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, that... Yeah, when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
I was a grown-ass man. I was
like, oh, shit.
Kind of cringe. Because it's like, yes, it matters in the mm-hmm. terms of money-making, but yeah. it doesn't matter in terms of your worth, your likability,
mm-hmm.
your whatever. I was on Kacey Musgraves' account the other day. She gets, like, 100,000 likes a photo.
Yeah.
Kacey fucking Musgraves. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a... translatability factor between real life fame, likability, and, you know, talent.
Yeah.
Versus attention and likes you get online. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely not the same thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like bots don't really
help you that much.
Yeah, they don't help. In fact, they kind of harm you in yeah. that way, because now you can be accused of faking followers, engagement, all that, which is icky.
And you can do that to certain influencers. If you want to get like an influencer flagged, you could buy a lot of bots for them and then bots show up on their account. And so like when the individual platforms are like doing a review of like the follower amount, if there's a large amount of bots, like that could like flag your account.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. There's, yeah, so Lutz Finger, a technologist for Google, LinkedIn, Snap, holy shit.
Lutz Finger.
They're everywhere. Identifies five immediate uses for social bots, you know, to foster fame. Having advertising bots and online chats is similar to email spam, but a little bit more direct. Mischief, general mischief.
Yeah.
Signing up an opponent with a lot of fake identities and spamming the account or helping others discover to discredit the opponent, yep. like we just said.
Yep.
Bias public opinion, influence trends by countless messages of similar content. Limits free speech. Important messages can be pushed out of sight by a deluge of automated bot messages, and then phish passwords or other personal data.
That is a scary one. Limit free speech. Mm-hmm. Important messages can be pushed out of sight.
Yeah.
I think that's, again, like, if we don't say it enough on this podcast, the internet is not real life.
No.
It is a fabricated reality. It is an alternate reality.
Yeah.
Everything you see has been perfectly curated for you by your activity online.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's kind of cringe to say it, but the whole, like, go touch grass thing.
Is so helpful.
It has validity to it. Like, please. We were just talking about on the way here, like, sometimes it gets very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Where And just talking about how much information is readily available to us at all times and how doom scrolling is so mm-hmm. common and so, like, we just find ourselves doing it. It's like, lock the phone.
Yeah.
And go outside.
It is so helpful to go outside. Like, if someone is yelling at me and making me feel, like, less than online, yeah. I could block them. But, dude, people get crazy online. But literally walking outside the apartment and being yeah. like, what the f-? If I could go up to literally anyone on the street and I'd be like, are you mad at me? They'd be like, who the fuck are yeah, you?
Get away from me.
Yeah, it's like, it truly doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah. It just feels so larger than life when you're alone in your room
yeah.
on your phone and that's all that matters.
Naked
and
in your bed.
Naked, sobbing, yes. crying, sweating. Yeah. So I feel like that is, we don't say it enough. You know, a mm-hmm. lot of this is fun and games and it's fun to talk about, but at the point where it gets too much and it's all consuming, you can go outside.
Yeah, and you should.
Yeah, you don't have to be in this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little harder for us, I feel like, because...
It's our job.
It's our job. And yeah. this used to be a way for me to unwind when yeah. I was at my 9-to-5. And, you know, this was something I enjoyed as a hobby. That's how I went viral, is because I enjoyed posting videos. And I find myself more often than not getting just fed up.
Yeah.
Just overwhelmed. Because I put myself in that position. I don't do it in moderation.
Yeah.
And so... things like this, even talking about bots, mm-hmm. is something that we encounter so much to the point where we're like, let's make an yeah. episode about that. It's so crazy. We're so far deep in this shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Not like y'all didn't know that, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So let's talk about the history of social bots.
You go for it.
Besides being able to reproduce or reuse messages autonomously, also share many traits with spam bots with respect to their tendency to infiltrate large user groups. Twitter bots are already well-known examples, but corresponding autonomous agents on Facebook and elsewhere have also been observed.
Facebook bots are scary, I bet.
They are.
It's just like, MAGA, give me back my casserole dish.
Am I sexy?
Am I sexy? Yeah. I love Trump. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nowadays, social bots are equipped with or can generate convincing internet personas that are well capable of influencing real people. It's so easy to influence people. I didn't realize that. It's really, really easy. I know that a majority, like, honestly, a majority of you wouldn't follow. Like, if I wanted to start a cult right now, I guarantee that 10% of our audience would be down.
I'd be down.
Would be so, without question. And that's like, and so you think about how much 10% is. It's like... crazy. I always thought about, like, you know, cult leaders where I'm like, how did you find these people? Honestly, if you
there's somebody.
Yeah,
yeah, there's somebody out there.
I blindly followed Christ for like 18 years.
And Chris Angel.
Yeah, and I consider myself, I still follow him, but I consider myself like a rational, smart person. It's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
That you could be susceptible. I'm not saying that you guys are dumb. I'm saying that, like.
No, it's the preying upon mentally vulnerable people.
Yeah.
That's how cults are successful.
Mm-hmm.
It's finding a group of people who need identity and need a purpose, and yeah. you offer that solution.
If I give you reason enough to live, or like look at updates that I'm, yeah, you would follow me to like the ends of the earth.
I have a cult.
Yeah,
it's called Broski Nation.
You do.
It's relatively harmless.
Yeah, scared of them.
Yeah, it's very. You guys go to bat, and I appreciate that. Mm. It's an army.
I think my audience is Shower Thoughts.
Yeah.
THOTS.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's like. Yeah, okay. Nice. So using social bots is against the terms of service of many platforms like Twitter, Instagram, although it's allowed to some degree by others, such as Reddit and Discord.
Yeah, bots on Reddit and Discord are like part of the culture.
I don't really go on those websites.
Well, I'll speak on Reddit.
Okay, yeah.
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 I mean, the little icon is a little bot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the Reddit logo. He's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. I spent 30 minutes the other day trying to pick my Reddit avatar.
Really?
They're all ugly.
What'd you land on?
It was a little, she had little pigtails and camo. I was like, I want them to think I served.
Oh, God. So even for social media platforms that restrict social bots, a certain degree of automation, is of course intended by making social media APIs available.
Don't know what that is.
Social media platforms have also developed their own automated tools to filter out messages that come from bots. Yeah, that's true. You can. Did you fart?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I was farting during the last episode.
It's so hot in here that if you fart, it would like...
it would kill a baby.
Yeah.
Knock out an infant.
Kills all my eggs. I immediately go into menopause.
Infertile.
Yes. although they are not advanced enough to detect all bot messages. The topic of legal regulation of social bots is becoming more urgent to policymakers in many countries. Dude, I cannot even imagine our fucking legal system as it is trying to explain bots, like, dude trying to explain bots to like the average age of like people in the Senate, the House,
they don't even understand what abortion is.
You're like, this is a huge problem. They'll be like, explain it to me like I'm five. It's like, oh God,
I can't. You're just an idiot.
Like, dude, there are like people like the abortion thing. They're like, ectopic pregnancy physically cannot, like, the baby's basically dead, and they're like, just put it in the womb. And it's like, it doesn't work like that, you dipshit. And so like now I'm thinking about like explaining bots to them, and they're like, I'm like, I have no faith.
You're like, so where are these Russian women who are single and alone?
Yes.
Well, they're saying they're there.
Mm-hmm. If they're consenting adults.
It's a bot.
Yeah.
Have you seen Benny Drama's skit?
Of which? Oh, yeah, the bots.
I want to play it.
No, not right now.
Okay. It's so good. If y'all don't follow Benny Skinner on Instagram, I am obsessed with him, first of all, and foremost. And he did this one where he's got this breastplate on, and he's like, you do not want to see my story. Wait till later.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's like, any single American boys? 24. So good.
I just love bots. They're so basic and gross.
I get so pissed.
Really?
And you know what? They only appear on my verified TikTok.
Yeah.
I'll post a brand deal, or I'll post a normal skit or whatever, and the first comments are always bots.
Yeah.
And I literally delete them.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it's like, I don't know if it's something about those ones are programmed to only go on verified posts.
Yeah.
Because on my spam, I don't get those.
Yeah.
I don't get spam comments. Well, on my spam account, I don't get spam comments.
Interesting.
I don't know what it is. I do think that it's geared towards... Because you see that on a lot of big TikTokers. The top comments are like, am I sexy?
Yeah.
3,000 likes. Because people just give in now. Yeah. They're like, she is sexy. Yes. All right, I'll click the link in your bio.
I'll throw her a bone. Mm. There's also Russian disinformation campaigns. Social bots have been used by the Russian government in spreading misinformation to destabilize the West, weaken NATO allies, and more.
Let's go!
The Russians. In 2014, Russia used social bots to spread misinformation about the invasion of Crimea. And in 2022, it did the same thing with invading Ukraine to try and convince people that the invasion was for the good of the Ukrainian people.
So scary.
Dude,
You go ahead.
How stupid you have to be to like think that they're being invaded for a good reason.
Wild.
That you no. What?
Trying to justify it. Wild.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Chernobyl series?
No, I didn't. Why?
We all know that like governments lie.
Yes.
Governments hide information from their people, and that is across the board, across the world. People in power will do that. The extent to which the Russian government did that during the Chernobyl crisis in the 80s was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, I watched this. I know, obviously, it's television, so it's dramatized. But at the same time, after you watch something like that, I always go and watch a documentary on it, actually, or whatever, because it piqued my interest. It is scary how the documents were, like, all blacked out or all, like, you have nothing to worry about. They were in a nuclear blast zone.
Yeah.
Like, that is... They were issuing things, you know, like, okay, go, just evacuate. You'll be back in your homes in 24 hours. The area is still uninhabitable today.
Yeah.
Like, if you go into Chernobyl, the blast site today, you have to sign a waiver and stuff like that. It's just wild that this is so understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just scary.
Yeah, it is.
Withholding that much information. And then, on top of that, actively spreading misinformation.
Yeah.
It's just freaky.
Well, it's easier to control people who are uninformed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Keep them in the dark.
There's also the 2016 presidential election. Social bots appear to have played a significant role in the 2016 U.S. Mm-hmm. presidential election, and their history appears to go back at least to the United States midterm elections in 2010.
In 1865.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's estimated when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Yes,
there were spam bots on the Declaration.
Yeah. It is estimated that 9 to 15% of active Twitter accounts may be social bots, and that 50% of the total Twitter population active in the U.S. presidential election discussion were bots.
Wow.
Holy shit. At least 400,000 bots were responsible for about 3.8 million tweets, roughly 90% of the total volume. Holy God.
That's so many accounts.
I know. Jesus.
Detection. The first generation of bots could sometimes be distinguished from real users by their often superhuman capacities to post messages around the clock and at massive rates. Mm-hmm. Later developments have succeeded in imprinting more human activity and behavioral patterns in the agent. To unambiguously detect social bots as what they are, a variety of criteria must be applied together using pattern detection techniques, some of which are cartoon figures as user pictures sometimes, mm-hmm. random real user pictures are captured, reposting rate temporal patterns, sentiment expressions, followers to friends ratio. Stanley put L plus ratio plus you're a bot plus I can tell from your L follower friend ratio.
Yeah.
It's good. When they follow like 7,000 people and only have like 12 followers.
Mm-hmm. So they have good. Like a gray photo.
Yes, dude. Slay.
Just call you ugly all the time and it's like, who programmed this?
Or it's like, slut.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, he's right.
God.
God.
I'm going to touch some grass. So the length of usernames, variability in reposted messages, engagement rate, and then the like followers rate. Imagine just lame as fuck with no notable following that you just pass as a bot. Dude, that's what Stanley said.
Funny concept.
I have a private account that I switch to like look at.
Bully.
Yeah. Bully. And so I look like a bot.
Yeah.
It's like by design.
Am I sexy? Yes. You're commenting that on mine?
No, but I'm commenting that genuinely on mine. Am I sexy?
Guys, am I sexy? Yeah. Click the link in my bio.
There's a bot-o-meter, formerly bot or not, a public web service that checks the activity of a Twitter account and gives it a score based on how likely the account is to be a bot.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The system leverages over 1,000 features. An active method that worked well in detecting early spam bots was to set up honeypot accounts where obvious nonsensical content was posted and then dumbly reposted, retweeted by bots. Hmm. However, recent studies show that bots evolve quickly and detection methods have to be updated constantly because otherwise they may get useless after a few years. So who really benefits from social bots? It is difficult to determine who is actually behind a social bot. Me. So far, there is no method that can be accurately identify fake accounts. Therefore,
that's the thing, too. Yeah. It's like, what's the purpose?
Just, again, give people's credit card information. Get money.
Is that? Yeah, I guess. If it's not... Well, porn bots freak me out, too. Because mm-hmm. it's like... What if?
Yeah, like, honestly, who's at this point falling for a porn bot? I know I joke that I have, but, like, I see so many bot accounts. Everyone sees, like, you know, am I sexy?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, 200 likes that showed up after, like, half a second.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have common sense that this is fake.
Yeah.
What simpleton is, like, falling for a... like a porn bot at this
it's
point.
It's gotta be middle-aged men.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's it.
Yes. Well, damn. Therefore, it's harder to track down the responsible operator. However, there are roughly four groups that can benefit from using social bots. Social marketer, influencer.
Yes!
I don't know if I use bots. I've never used bots. But the marketing.
If you had, I would be upset with you.
Yeah. I mean, but no, even as like a marketer, because I did social media marketing.
There's something so inherently unethical about that.
Yeah.
All right, this campaign's bombing. Let's just buy a bunch of bots. Get some likes on this gig. It's like, no, dude.
Dude, it's so crazy. Think about like, I did like social media marketing and like for some like campaigns, you like pay for like different objectives, like engagement or impressions. And usually if you're like... product is like fairly simple to buy, like t-shirts or like earrings, you pay for like impressions. You don't really need, I mean, you could get engagement, but like I would have like people who did like plastic surgery campaigns pay for an impression campaign.
Oh,
so I'm
dude.
Like, you do you know that you have to target these people?
Yeah,
like you because it's thousands of dollars. Like, no one's just sure, you have like a big audience, but you need to target the people who can buy
yeah
this fucking plastic surgery.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But also, impressions is smart because it's like a lot of people consider plastic surgery.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people can't afford plastic surgery. You can, a Bugatti can, if they advertise, a lot of people could consider buying a Bugatti.
Sure.
There's probably only a handful of people that could actually buy it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just DJ Khaled.
It's just, he has so many.
He's so, DJ Khaled, what an anomaly of a person.
He doesn't eat pussy. Remember that?
I do remember that.
He's like his wife. I was like, oh my God.
Why would you ever say that out loud?
Yeah, why would you?
There was this fucking interview clip of Jack Harlow on, was it Academics? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Comment down below. I think it was Academics. He went on his podcast or his radio show, and he's talking about, not Jack Harlow, the Academics is talking about how he was still learning his wife's body.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he doesn't make her come because it's still, you know, like, sex is, he was her first and all this, and they got together in high school and they're still figuring it out. And Jack's face the whole time is like, like, appalled. This dude just said that out loud.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so you don't make your wife
climax
during sex.
Yeah.
Sick. Why did you say that? Dude. DJ Khaled, why did you say that too?
I know, dude. Like, it's crazy. Like, you're still learning your wife's body. It's not even that hard to understand.
No. And, like, that's something so personal.
Yeah.
If my fucking husband was on a podcast talking about, yeah, dude, I just can't figure her out.
There's something new every single time that I go down there.
Her body is a nightmare. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah. So, there's also, going back to this, political figures.
Sorry.
Lobby groups or political figures are suspected of using social bots. That makes sense. Mm. For example, the American Secret Service suspect that Russian hackers were behind many fake accounts and social bots during the U.S. campaign. And then people interested in public opinion forming. These are users that want to influence the opinion of others via social bots. They can be individuals, groups, organizations, or criminals.
Yeah!
Criminals. The third group, a collective of people that are hard to identify, is possibly the largest of the groups mentioned here. Those involved use bots to benefit a party or to raise awareness of certain issues or simply cause trouble.
That's me.
Dude, just if your purpose online is to just, like, wreck other people's day.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Actually,
it feels like the majority of internet users are there yes. for that purpose.
Well, oh my gosh, just take, oh, I mean, yeah, take out your, like, anger on other people.
Yeah, crabs in a bucket.
Yeah. Climb, they will pull each other down.
Yes.
Yes.
Two things I'm going to mention. Cannibal Cookbook. Crabs in a bucket.
It's crazy that you have to boil crabs alive. That makes me so sad.
I feel like you don't have to. They just like to.
Lobster and crab. That's so, so sad.
Well, what's the alternative? Rip their arm off?
I mean, you can't, like, lobotomize them? Like, stick a little ice pick through their, like, you know, shell?
just,
like, twirl it around in there.
Yeah,
actually, just that's
get
so inhumane.
I feel like any way to killing an animal, even if it's a crustacean, is just kind of like, I wouldn't do it personally.
The longer I look at crabs and, lobsters, I think of cockroaches.
Yeah. Like, sea cockroaches. Ew, I just gotta chill.
I know.
You ever seen a horseshoe crab?
Yeah.
Oh!
Dude, things at the bottom of the ocean are downright terrifying.
Yeah, I would agree.
Your body has to, like, adjust to, like, thousands of pounds of pressure. Oh. Well, they're gross, and they're, yeah.
Personally, if I lived at the bottom of the ocean, I wouldn't look like that.
No.
I'd be pretty.
Yes.
You bitches are just ugly.
If you were a sea critter, what would you be?
A sea critter?
Sorry. I would be a whale.
I'd be a dolphin.
Really?
I love dolphins.
Yeah. My mom used to have, like, all, like, a shit ton of, like, dolphin, like, figurines.
You
like,
do.
That's her, like, animal that she loves, dolphins.
Oh, I don't want to be associated with your mom.
Oh, well, what's the animal that your mom loves?
Birds.
Birds. Yeah.
Birds are so fucking scary, dude.
They are.
You seen those videos of ravens just full on speaking English?
Yeah.
Or crows, whatever they are?
Dude, birds are like the embarrassing type of scary.
Yeah.
We're like getting attacked by a lion, horrifying.
Yeah.
Getting attacked by birds, humiliating.
Yeah.
That's like that meme where it's like getting hit by a car is so embarrassing. Dude, when I got hit by a car and I lived, I rolled off this guy's hood and he literally rolled down his window and he's like, I'm so sorry, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And he pulled off and I was just, my ankles were black. And it was so embarrassing to be hit by a car and live.
Yeah.
And that's bird attacks. Getting attacked by a goose.
Just grab it, dude.
Grab its neck and shake it around.
Roll. Take a bite. Roll.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah. I saw this video the other day of, ducks in a pool.
Yeah.
And all the babies had fallen in the pool and the mom got out. She was just like, and I was like, and this girl was helping fish it out with like a pool skimmer.
Yeah.
And one of the comments was like, how have ducks lived this long?
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, how have so many animals like lived this long?
Well, the sad answer is they probably won't for much longer.
Yeah. We are killing them.
Damn.
And there are, I don't even know, there's a fourth type of bot person, those with no recognizable interests. Just the number of similarly harmless social bots, for example, leave a crazy amount of likes on Star Wars comments.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, they're just like aimless. They have no purpose.
Yeah.
A bot with no purpose.
The name of my autobiography.
What's that stupid Rick and Morty joke where it's like, what is my purpose? You cut butter. Oh my God.
I was just about to make a Rick and Morty reference.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, in season 5, Rick has two crows. He leaves Morty and he's like, it's the Rick and Two Crows show. to prove a point that Morty's useless.
You talk about the dangers. We can also do the follower factory, but I want to do the funny bots, social media bot memes.
Okay.
So we're going to look at some bot accounts on Twitter. They're funny. Brittany's going to take some time to plug that into her computer.
All right. First up. Moth generator.
Okay, so this, what we're looking at right now is a bot that generates pictures of moths.
Olivia Newton-John died?
Oh no!
What the fuck?
Oh my God. Olivia, aw, 73.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's so sad.
No!
Sorry, we're finding out some devastating news in real time.
Oh no, the green. Oh God, he looks so bad.
Talk about John Travolta. Sorry. Oh, we're Olivia Newton-John has passed. Really sad.
Okay, sorry guys. Fucking really sad, devastated.
Okay, so a lot of these are not working out for us, but the next one we're gonna check out is poem_exe. Exe it generates micro poetry based on a technique used by the Olipo poet Raymond. Oh my God.
One and all, the harvest moon, hot water bottle.
Chilly wind, yearning, a cold wind cuts me, chilly wind. I could have written that in fifth grade.
Yeah. Softly fluttering with the acorn, the moon, softly fluttering. These are good.
Mm-hmm. And there's one that says, from the bough, the lonely cottage in the autumn wind. It's so much autumn wind.
Snow, a frog sleeps with children. Autumn night, no one drinking.
I love those like bot accounts where it's like, has this politician died yet? And then every day they like tweet no, yeah. No. And then the one time they tweet like yes, and you're like, okay, so now the bot is like over with. Okay, a lot of these are not funny.
Thanks, Stanley. You've got one fucking job.
Oh my, here, I'm gonna look up funny bot messages. We're going old school.
Shit post bot. Shit bot.
Okay, this one is an example. It said, I just added you because I liked your picture. Do you like girls with piercings? I have to log off right now. Sad face. What's your cell num? I'll send you some of my photos. And then someone said, haha, this is clearly a bot. Yeah, they like send too much information at once. No normal person talks like this.
Yeah.
Even the most like confident of horny women are not like, I just added you because I liked your picture.
Yeah.
I would never say that to anyone.
Yeah.
It's not casual enough.
Even I feel like online sex workers don't even.
Yeah.
They're not like cold calling. Yeah.
They're like canvassing the neighborhood.
Literally.
They have like a chart. They're like, hey, so are you looking for horny singles in your area? Speaking of which. And then they just like do their entire pitch at your front door.
That would actually be so
fucking funny. There's one that says, bonjour. How would you describe the term bot to your grandma? And then they said, my grandma is dead. All right. Thank you for your feedback. Okay, this one says, all right, anything else to add to your shopping cart? Add 4 apples. I meant 4 bananas. Okay, I added to your shopping cart 4 apples, 4 bananas. What the fuck? Who even, is that Instacart, an Instacart bot?
I don't know.
Why would you, like, select it like that? Please forget my personal data. I will forget your personal data. Like Star Wars. But yeah, a lot of these bots are just, like, you'd have to be dumb to, like, fall for it. And I am dumb.
Should we go through ours?
Our bots?
Yeah. Do you have any on...
Well, I mean, I literally... some of these, like, bot accounts aren't, like, really that funny, which is wild, wacky. But, I mean, I asked people on my Instagram to comment, like, bots sort of things, like, things that bots would say. It just says, 175, am I hot?
That's good.
What is up with the bot saying like a random number?
I don't know. I thought it was their age at first.
This bot is 175 years old.
Good for them.
She is ancient like a tortoise.
Yeah. I usually delete them, the ones that I see. Or I used to like them.
Yeah.
Or like pin them.
Yeah.
Go find some from those.
Mm-hmm. I do like the Am I Hot ones because it does kind of suggest that this person has like a self-confidence issues.
Yeah, they need a little validation.
Yeah. But I kind of want to like reverse image search like the porn star that they are using.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, do you, and they're probably, honestly, porn stars probably get so fucking like sick of like everyone using their photos.
Come on, dude. Yeah.
That is crazy.
I think it's funny when people talk to them
mm-hmm.
or go on their Instagram and it's like, why do you not respond to my DM?
Yeah.
It's a bot. By the way,
I know, like, the messages, like the actual like comments, like it seems like they can't continue a conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
But
not.
In like DMs, they can.
Right.
But I feel like they're like programmed to like with like prompts in like the DMs.
Yeah.
Because if you like message them back on like in like comments, that doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
They don't do anything.
Ugh. When the programming shits out.
Lame.
But, I'm gonna start. I've always wondered too. Can you mass report? Because like they're just annoying. They're funny to a certain extent, but when I'm trying to like actively talk to my followers, or if I have a question, or if I really want to see what they thought of my video, and the top comments are, "Want to see my perky nips?"
Yeah.
Like, no, like not right now.
Believe it or not, that's coming from Broski Nation.
That's just one of my moderators. Yes. Not now. Yeah.
Keep it in the admin chat.
Come on, guys.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for listening, you goobers.
You guys are great. You are sexy and hot and single in area.
175 flame emoji. Heart, heart, heart.
Click the link in our bio to get tickets to our tour if they're not sold out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we will see you guys on tour. We're super excited about that. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, rate this 5 stars on Spotify.
Apple Music. Google Podcasts, Reddit,
YouTube,
TikTok.
Please.
The Instagram account is not our official one, so maybe don't follow that one, but follow us on Instagram.
And TikTok. We have an official account on TikTok.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
And we love y'all, and we hope y'all be safe on the internet, because there's mean people out there trying to get you and your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And me and your grandma have had our stuff stolen online a few times, and it's just real scary out there. So y'all keep on.
We never learn.
And if you need money, we'll get you a little $20 bill.
Yeah.
Won't.
$200 bill.
$200 bill. You ever used to get $2 bills from your grandparents?
No, but when I waitressed, I would always save the $2 bills.
They would pay you in $2 bills.
Well, I mean, there's always be like that odd guy who's like, you know, leaves a tip.
Change.
And you're like, it's a two.
Oh.
Wait.
There's not a slot in the register for this.
Do they still make it? It literally, like the first option, it said, do they still make $2 bills? It's listening.
Ew, Sarah, are you kidding?
Oh, my God. In August of 1966, the $2 where they officially discontinued, although they
66? The $2 bills I have are that old?
Wait, no, then it says 1976 to present. So why was there a 10 year gap? Ugh,
the internet lying once again.
I know, but that was crazy. I literally said it, and I said, do they still?
It's
and then
listening.
The first one was make $2 bills.
That's so scary. That's so fucking scary, dude.
Dude, but it's the fucking buzz. All right, well, that scared me.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
And kiss your
grandmother on the lips.
Yes.
Yes.
Be sure to open mouth kiss your family members this holiday season.
Yes.
Loving you, missing you.
Always Nana. Hoping for the best.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that.
and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.